You are listening to the audio production of Rescuing Inerrancy, A Scientific Defense by Hugh Ross, published by RTB Press. This book is read by Tom Parks. For access to supplemental material associated with this audiobook, please visit reasons.org/audiobooks. Chapter 1. Surprising Theological Developments. This book responds to a growing crisis among conservative evangelical theologians and pastors. The abandonment or radical revision of the doctrines of dual revelation and biblical inerrancy. The push to abandon or radically revise the biblical doctrine of revelation has gained momentum in recent years. The long-standing conviction that the facts of nature, including human and natural history, do now and always will align with biblical revelation has been pushed aside as antiquated and no longer significant, or even possible. This seismic doctrinal shift among theologians and pastors has already impacted a large segment of the Christian community. According to a survey conducted in 2020 by George Barna, Director of Research at the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University, American Christians are undergoing a post-Christian Reformation. A majority of adults aligned with evangelical churches are rejecting once foundational teachings. More than a quarter deny that the Bible is the Word of God, that it is trustworthy and reliable. More than half reject the notion that there are absolute moral truths that apply to everyone all the time. Three-quarters reject the belief that people are not basically good, that we are all sinners in need of redemption. While one might expect the erosion of these foundational doctrines to come from outside the faith community, it has come with stunning effect from inside. From theologians widely considered conservative in their view of the Bible. So why would a scientist take on the challenge of responding to this theological tsunami? Let me offer a few reasons. The first is that these theologians view scientific advance as necessitating a change in perspective on foundational doctrines. They have become convinced by bold proclamations that natural processes alone can and do explain the origin and entire history of Earth and Earth's life, including humanity. What rational choice is left, they say, but to reinterpret the Bible's creation texts and the Apostle Paul's teachings on them in his letters to the churches he founded? Second, although I'm a scientist, my primary calling in life is that of an evangelist. In my experience, evidence for the scientific and historical accuracy of the Bible serves as an essential aid in capturing the attention and interest of people who have had little, if any, exposure to Christianity and the Bible. It helps people see that the Bible and the Christian faith are worth their investigation. Jesus expressly commissioned his followers to make disciples among all the world's people groups. Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. One of the most significant resources for fulfilling this commission is stripped away if the Bible, the special revelation on which our faith stands, is stripped of scientific and historical accuracy. My own experience illustrates the point. The Holy Spirit worked through the Bible alone, apart from any human witness, to establish my faith and seal my adoption as a child of God. The Bible came into my hands through the generosity of the Gideons, who deposited a box on my school teacher's desk and left the room without saying a word, other than to let my teacher know the Bibles inside were free for the taking. As a poor kid who loved books, I took one, of course. However, it sat on a shelf for several years, because I was too busy studying the required curriculum, along with my extracurricular focus on astronomy and physics, to pick it up. Ultimately, the heavens had been speaking to me so loudly about a transcendent entity of some kind as the source of the cosmos.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?